morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Farmers and ranchers need the certainty of a farm bill, but Congress has yet to reach an agreement, and the current farm bill just expired. However, Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says lawmakers are making progress towards finishing the farm bill this year. Listen.
Obviously, it's not ideal that we blew past the September 30th deadline without having a new farm bill, but it isn't necessarily the end of the world. The good news is that I think a lot of progress has been made on hopefully getting a 2018 farm bill done here in the upcoming weeks.
Walmsley says the farm bill needs to be finished by the end of the year before farmers feel any of the impacts.
Commodity programs, at least through the marketing year, will continue on. Crop insurance is permanently authorized. Nutrition programs will continue to go forward. It's not really till we get to January 1 where we could start seeing impacts to dairy. So there's a lot of work by staff and by the four principals to try to get a farm bill done, at least in agreement and going through the paperwork in the next few weeks so we can quickly get it back through both chambers of Congress after the midterms.
He says farmers and ranchers can help by talking with their lawmakers about the need to finish the farm bill.
If they get an opportunity to see a member of Congress, they need to be asking the question, what are you doing to help get a farm bill done?
In other news, it's been reported that the White House wants to announce progress in lifting regulations on E15 ethanol blends. However, the oil industry is pushing back against the pending announcement. In response, rural advocates such as Growth Energy are keeping the pressure up on behalf of the ethanol industry. Growth Energy's CEO Emily Score says action could come very soon.
We certainly hope so. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue was with Growth Energy's members just a few weeks ago here in Washington, D.C., and during our advocacy fly-in, he told us that the fix was imminent, and we're hearing some news reports and we're hearing some things as well from the White House that the news will come soon, and I'm telling you, it couldn't come soon enough. The president knows that farmers are hurting, and he wants action on E15 before the election, so our hope is that we'll hear some good news in the very near term.
Amid the current farm economy, Score says E15 will help bring farmers better prices and more certainty.
Farm income is down 47% over the last 5 years. Nationwide sales of E15 would drive demand for 2 billion bushels, 2 billion more bushels of demand of American corn. It promotes U.S. energy security and it helps restore growth in rural communities. We've built a coalition that includes farmers, biofuel producers, rural lawmakers, consumers, and retailers. And it is so important right now to get this across the finish line because we know, and we've seen just these past couple weeks, that the oil industry and the oil lobby, they're not going to back down quietly, and they're ramping up their opposition. So rural champions need to keep the pressure up at EPA and the White House to make sure we do get that announcement and we do get year-round sales of E15 moving very soon.
You got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will host 4 spring meetings March 28th through the 31st. Bill Bullard with RCAF USA will be the guest speaker at all 4 meetings. The first is in Woodward at the Woodward Livestock Market on Wednesday, March 28th. Ina will be at the Northwest Livestock Auction midday on Thursday, the 29th. Purcell at the Multipurpose Center on Friday evening, March 30th, and Saturday evening, March 31st in Durant. For info, call Andy Hutchison at 580-886-5149. The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.